everyone. It's exactly 8 minutes past 9 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful evening wherever you're finding yourself. I haven't been here in a while, and I miss you guys so, so much. Nenonde tererani olongero. Where hapune hundana ni funjo inji inji ndarongora mungokomogo wiwika ijemzo ndakara ndifaun hachondara. I really had a lot of things I really needed to take care of, but I hope you guys are having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I will be here with you guys up until 12 o'clock. We'll be having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight whereby I'll need you guys, you know, like call in and tell your stories, you know, because, one thing about me and one thing about my shows, I try and look for, you know, when I come here and talk about something that I really want to talk about, or when I look for a topic that I really would love to come and discuss with you guys, it's something that I want you guys, when you listen, it's something that you can relate to. You get what I'm saying? So, besides TikTok, ne? Because I mean, TikTok, all thanks to TikTok, it really, really gives me topics, because that's where, you know, like most TikTok gives you the type of content that you mostly watch. Me na, ondoro kutari mai no chironga nai. You know, I want to hear and listen to what people are going through and stuff like that. What people deal with on a daily, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, and that's the type of content that TikTok is always willing to give me. But besides that, ne, onde inda hamo do I think it was last week, yeah? I went to Game Mall, and I went in Pick and Pay because I needed something to eat. And Shinda Hamo, for me, ne, I've got great instincts when it comes to such things, you know. I know how to read energies, you know. And obviously, if I tell somebody, they'll be like, Ndi no pumatu, who told you, you know. But then I went there, ne, and there's a mem, openo mema kurunumos, mbaharongo ko kompinga njiahe kuro, you know. And some young ladies, and then now, when they do chayamo erimo yafa, shashayamo yohazi konumbo yafa, ngeno yafa, tamene jinga kwa, excuse me, that managing a kwamba kuro, you know. And then there's this young lady, and there's a meme, an old meme. You can just see the energy, man, you know, the energy is just so weak. He shit ende pongu what ya ujanu be amuti hapo pigel kiwete afahi moka oetike nanu ngenge wama nangengo halu ngereme sharari mwemos, you know, like that side of a kulo, also the kitchen side, obviously it's, you know, like it's a, it's just a section, a small one, nama ampitire umuno kuinyenga kwa mapepe and stuff, you know, ngengo mwataka nene mungkarangi ayembe ita inyenge no kwa mapepe no kuli kwa ashitazi kwa mbesho kwa tura kwa narovuma. I'm like, hi man, what's going on here? And then that was last of last week, and then I went back this week again. Every time I go to game more, or handi kali na dipituranga ka something for Pick and Pay, me to just sit down there and eat and relax. You check. And then I went there again, and then this same lady, I met them again, but this time around, I think now she came with a book, and that's when I picked it up, kucha, pamwe muto kwafo heri pombada hoya kwa omano and stuff like that. But I could still tell the energy, you know, and it's something that I could really, really relate to. You know how hectic it is to be in the same space or in the same place, workplace with somebody. Ngashi no nuhalongereke kuro limwe ya holik. Eh? Ngwaku tuwana kwate kombinga huno hombinga, nguna kwate kombinga huya. Ndo muri mesharari mwendi hampopi. Chochiri mo memoka. It's the most, oh my gosh, you know, and it's draining mentally, emotionally, physically, alles mumu as waya, because, I mean, imagine now having to wake up every day, you know, watarele sikundo, where, or have you ever been in a workplace, ne, or at a workplace where everybody just hates you, or they just don't get along with you, and you're also trying to, you know, like, just, you know, like, look deep down and be like, but what did I do? Good evening, Igelefe.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Rafele.
Aye, it's all right, man.
Yeah,
I like that, man. On game time, no. On that, you're going to disappoint them. Then a small,
9. Oh,
three consecutive weekends in a row. I'm sorry, man. On the end, I can tell you what I'm going to do. But dreams are for free anyways. How are you, Maji?
I've been doing good. I've been doing great, man.
Yeah, and utarala? Oh, no, it's almost September, guys. Let's just, you know, like, hang in there a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's coming tomorrow. Let me just switch on my radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know knowledge. Do you know what we're talking about today?
No.
We are talking about toxic work environments. Yeah? And you don't joke a poster. Just hold on a little bit. Give me a second with HD. We are talking about
corporate bullying.
Not only corporate, or bullying, it doesn't only happen in corporate. And if you are a restaurant, so this was mentioned by the today, we are talking about toxic working environments. Employee, people often complain about toxic working environments and emotional abuse from their managers and colleagues. So what do you think are the contributing factors to toxicity, pardon me, in the work environment? And do you think poor management also leads to the abuse that happens at work? But before we get into that, I would like you to tell me your story. Have you ever been at a workplace where you could tell that, man, I know what's happening. I mean, the workplace, the colleagues, to the managers, it was just emotionally draining. Tell us your story. What happened?
There was a time I was working in a certain organization.
Mm-hmm.
In Windhoek, ne?
Yeah.
Oh, but that environment is not good. It's not conducive, man.
What happened?
It's just the environment of gossiping, jealousy. There are a lot of envy.
Bro, they are not even allowing us to be human beings at workplaces anymore.
Yeah. So the humanity always they always relegated the humanity.
Bra, I'm on zone to play it. Even our company okay, top on it. Look at all the potashikan.
Because they is the one who they like to weaponize the managers.
Yeah, ne? They like to feel seen. Ma, oshima shomu to ashi dipen. Ovala na na shikanunga. Ovala ne kupanzika, kubosa.
They want promotion, but now the problem ne was going to suffer is only the productivity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I heard that there was also an issue as a certain company, and until to the point where the boss end up tired of getting reports from the supervisor that my work is no more going forward. People are just came here with the issue of reporting. We must always try to be a rock star employee.
Exactly.
There is lack of strategic management.
Exactly. There is that, ne? But also there is just a mentality of some people, ne? She just wants to be laying down. You hold on to that belief, but then some beliefs are just stupid.
beliefs yeah, that we hold on to. But then yeah, why me longa unoshi machine ashokucha? Excuse me, why me longa unoshi machine ashokucha? I mean, I'm just doing a kupangelan. I'm it too, I'm it too. If you buy machine, machine, tomorrow we're going to monji la. Ma, oh, did you kucha ame? But you are wrong, my sister.
Yeah, we have to work in the. We all the employees have suggested duty must to work in the best interest of the company.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I love that. But then quickly, while you are there, when I just said, well, you are wrong, you are wrong. Ne, nations in more taxing to my healing, On the part on the car, on that driver.
So didn't go with you,
I didn't go with you, man. Didn't go part. Nation in that more taxi. On the other part, she put the show commercial. And then I took like a vast lap. Amanzi pushulange manzi pushulange kufa mupadzi vange mutapa anzi pushule ozvino kuti taxi driver kwati ngepi
eh
imi pushulira mai ma taxi ame oike akaishasha wainga ha ame malo odasto yuka kwa kavasa kange muzika izvino kuti oyuka moto ayo ai ashini ngweki ondana anzi pule was I wrong shashama anzi pushulwa kaima ndota plaga kuti chikini pushulira pinya wadi I mean, you want to meet Tom and Damon in Omitomunga, in the person in a taxi.
As long as you know, it's not going to decide the car.
It's not in the car, like it's a white vase lab that I was using.
As long as what you are doing is the right thing.
You got a mega na yakuja, I la ule ni ame, hey, shilumbu, I want to push you la naenda man. But regarding now today's topic, ne? What do you think? Shajuji machine shiri or she affect? And as you example, in Yandanja Petameko, Akulumania, or Memakulumaku, Zivakula, Longonando Mamakulo Munga, the very beginning of being Guanya or Lake.
You don't know the Mefabrik and Gomunga.
You don't make a brick in Gomunga. The very beginning of being Guaja or Lake and Ovaka.
What a bullingarina and you come out there.
Vameta bullinga and you come. Ochi machine gun, you tellella. Shafa ke fiku shashi, mind you, and vamekavena ne off days, you work from Monday to Sunday. Yeah, they imagine going back to a place.
That's why we record higher cases of suicides. Some of those cases, those are the main cause.
Because at the very end of the day, we are not having this topic for fun or anything like that. We are trying to find solutions to these things.
Yeah, we try to create awareness.
So what are your suggestions when it comes to such things? What do you think we should stop doing and stuff like that?
It's all coming down to education, man. Just to teach people on the negative effect of their bullying.
Bullying,
eh? Yeah, that's it. Bullying each other is not a right thing to do.
And also managers need to understand that those companies.
The company must also come up with the policies.
Yeah, the companies. I think the owner of the companies also, but just be like, I'm here in Nikala and Zilopo Telwini Maya, human errors.
Yeah,
you are wasting time. Go work. They must also just remember that those companies are not for their mothers or fathers or anything. They are also just there as employees.
Yeah, we just along the better we grow up with nothing. I took a little halo. I'm better. I'm not going to talk.
What do you know? Haruna, I am not a drop of manager. One of the finding a president.
I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk. But the reason is that they know if you happen to leave that organization, you're going to be suffered by the person who's going to take over.
Exactly.
The person might end up stealing your company.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also one thing that I wanted to say is I'm not manager vaha lopota keshimi lusu pava isango vongavi ningava fika ponai pe company di lumbo poshashi violet pege vaninguzu pava isa and they feel like
they will not be elected based on their merits.
You know one thing that happens ne karma deals with them. Do you know what? I'm vongata kana talopota talopota kuchenga jani nganga jani nganga jani ome keshi toka ninge ikefi kulime ikela watarika japo pove mwani ngoshi imasha kula eshi itashiku pepe itashiku pepe na honi ngano kuli akutu iki ndakumbole ni
ndakumbole sinu mbune yeshu ewa hile fao inamezi tangwaranga na yetu lomilongo mbali kasi kutikuti ndakumwa kuki
otoye ike sinu kato lupo taka kweni ka shashuka kwenye voto lupo tato tata ifa fiku toka tata mboli mkwenye kwa tameko o struggle ae kunyata dungu kuifana kuchilatuni ngo kungona maa shashi mo kampani kubako nyova jamu ike takwena shashi weva lopo degi polo polo ne
metu naloi
otoka safana ye inwaru longo nga oka
yeah people were just mumbling because of
him. They just need to know that Shirumbu does not care. He just ilumbu no ine ndungi love nevo kampani ove ne ndungo veshi kucha we like to feel important.
Yeah.
So they'll just elect you and nandote apanga that oh yeah says toningiriwa makena na them kwetu man you are just helping him to build his dream also.
Yeah, that's why if you be kama dia kandi taringari huto no olongo no dinesh vikepeni hata na oko IQ no no
oshonana yafimana naye
yafimana ya emotional intelligence
exactly. Onte, the mindset just needs to change.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way we'll be
able to need to invest in our mindset.
Exactly. But let me quickly also ask you something before you go, no? Shashi, it have been weeks without coming to work, right? So I did a lot of socializing with people and stuff like that. I've been doing a whole lot of social media and all of that. But one thing that I've been seeing recently on social media, it's how people are going on about starting a business. Everyone is like, nah, start something. Nigga, you can't be helping people achieve their dreams and whatnot. You can't be a worker for the rest of your life. Start a business and all of that. But ne, when I went to think about it, I'm like, as much as we're being told, right? But these people that are encouraging us and talking to us that apparently we must start our businesses and all of that, I feel like they're also failing to be realistic and use or apply logic when it comes to those things. Realistically, ito dule kuchana tutameke engeshefa and all of that. I feel like, right now, ne? I like literally had a conversation with myself for around about 30 minutes. I'm like, back in the days, even if I pumba kana lange man. Wamana back in the days, ne? Okwali odunu ulonga, nde to save again and de obilowe li save a penga kuch, eo zeringa ha? Eshegoma zita ofika landi kutu yangi. Nde to hii, like us girls, we go in Mr. Price, to hii mo jeta, to hii mo style, you buy your things, right? Maapipi yanga ikulongo le kucha, osha pumba kukalanzi ni ovindeli tulege penya, ndeli saiviri kutu. Weteko, shapo baibe ngandi ngina ndoka 150 ndandi imo matala, nzikako ngusho divange mkropto pavange, shashi mnyo vene iko 20 no $10. We don't have money like that anymore. So when it comes to now people telling us we must start business, I feel like they're also failing to really understand kuja. Ini mabai for you kapen. Tulomba lenyo shiri man. You can't just tell us we must start businesses and all of that. I feel like they are failing to also teach us how to study the market. Gingu ujo apa uli. Ngoengu uli nandomo venduka munya.
You have to do the market research.
You need to do the market research, but it's just the way people are going on kucha, start a business.
Yeah, you have to study the consumer behaviors. Are they really going to support my business or not?
Who are my customers?
Yeah, where are they, my target market?
Where is my target market? Ndiye nando kwa venila kwenye, ndika kongo kata lande, anzilandi fofalu tu, ndili nando, ndilande kuliene. O business haka ishu ufuli, ngenge itame kongeshe fanga, ndi investinga mga mali wakango gongao, it's because I want to profit at the very end of the day.
some of the rhetoric there, some of speeches there are just rhetoric. They are not that realistic.
Exactly. And it's just how women, when people are listening like this,
apparently the government is rolling out this grain. They want to launch this entry.
They are going to do what?
I hear that this money is going to be given.
Given to who?
All the youth, to the youth, most.
When did they say that? Tell it to bring up. When under that?
Oh, you know, so you look out to that information.
In English, you
never.
Yeah, I'm thinking, are you sure they are serious this time around?
Yeah, very serious.
They are very serious.
Yeah, even the previous topic, they even discussed it in the previous program.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for happy Juju. You can just team up with your colleagues.
Yani?
Yeah, then you come up with a good business proposal.
Manganeta telegima yo epangelonga, tu tayangangi ngo te ifiki. Vaolike tu potsengyo shiri. Na tuyanjengyo yele wawana. Sa achopenuno na tapikine velgo marungu lako. If you're being told kuchaye no, if you have your $1,000, or just start with the little that you have. Try and guide these kids.
So nama.
Sometimes
you have to question yourself, are they
at my age, you start appreciating things you might
have.
Sometimes you have to question yourself, are they truly making money like, or they just go with zero balance?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, Kucha. Business is not for fun or anything like that. People really need to guide these kids, Kucha. But check out Pauli, who will be your customers, because at the very end of the day, it's not for the aesthetics to be just like,
before you start any business, you have to carry out the feasibility study. Study the viability of the business, how feasible it is. Is your business going to be bankable? Sellable?
They don't tell us all that. They are just like, you can't be a worker for the rest of your life. Start a business. And in Ningishikano.
Support you can venture into different businesses. Here are the opportunities.
Exactly.
The opportunity to grow your business.
Study the market so you can see that what ngasho amona ngasho oshimanda pekinga apa.
Yeah.
Kem kunda amona deep down in the village, ne?
Eh.
Onge no nuno proper startup capital na ye basic needs adoke village, ne? Otoli nai if you've got a place.
Is there custom trafficking angone?
There is.
Oh, okay. As long as you are looking for a strategic location,
yeah,
there is customers.
You can be able to do that. That's what I'm saying, that people really are missing out on like being really realistic when it comes to such things, to like give us all the information. Kucha, ito dulo kukalanga shinge no kumkunda wet poke kike meanda zame itandi vlo kuhaponde andirandisa uwigaka
wajako wongwa
neenda zako wongwa. It's 1.5, a bob wig is 1.5 and whatnot. No!
You also look at the market segment.
Exactly.
Oh, the income level, because there are a town that economical powerhouse, the economic activities are the people leading income to support the business.
Exactly. So we are not picking up that data on social media. All they are telling us is that start a business. And now we are all over the place because we want to start the business. But now we don't even know how to study the market, Kucha, with this money that I have.
Yeah, there are people that are good at selling people's dreams. They can sell you dreams that are not realistic.
I'm a bit of a galo loco maele tumbu. In each maele tumbu.
They are
delusional. These people are not telling us. These people think we are stupid, bruh. These people, man.
Window dressing exercise.
My bro, my man, to do that time. My bro, if you are holding on to these quotes, ne? Holding on to the motivational quotes and whatnot. Toso njaranin. I'm out, bruh. No, Chogota Chik and the Thimbo, my bro, it has been 5 years. What do you mean? When is it coming? What? These people are selling us dreams. These people have been selling us dreams.
Yeah, must just start, you want to start someone.
No, you need to start somewhere, Marane. Baba, tu tadi pa zile kujo problem ya zili na yapi. Nanga I dan tulongo le kujo you did. I know what. I mean that you should do boka.
Oh, business is not for everyone.
Oh, business. Baba, nzi kari ya peni ne. Business is not for everyone. Okay, ndani ne ko skolash and show strategy. Ponga kuta go to school. Go to varsity, graduate, and get a job. Perfect. This is my 6th year in Zilipumbo and Damweneke. Inimo no job. And then another one, Zilombo, Akuta business is not for everyone. And then Zikari and Gabe.
Also, no, song. You just have to find a way, a means to survive.
But for two, sometimes you have to be realistic and face the reality. My Tumbulo aside, all these motivational quotes aside, this is real life, man. This is what's happening right now. This thing of like just hanging there, my brother, show it ashidi wapaya. On that tele la naiman. It's a conversation that I was having with this guy. Kamacho na wonga. Kamacho na wonga wapa start dingo. Onesi nga ingayopo. Oshika aneshi nga afim. She didn't know Mondamba, producing thousands and thousands of nurses every year. Yeah, but that one, eh? And then it had been, I think this is his 5th year. Elipumbo, eh? And then yesterday, Otap, come on to know, Nengaha! Oh, believe I may, you go, she ponga, ne, kuchame! Shangata, she has Shangata shira shito shi karunga shange shinuni nangite shiripo yonyero ta postinga anu shi machine shi screenshot. Hold on, I think she saw it on somebody's status and she could relate to it.
Yeah.
And he was a type of person that you can't tell him, oh my god, oh ayo sheshinga ha. When she posting it, and I was really shocked that he's the person that posted something like this. He said, are you listening? He said, how is it possible that somebody goes to school all 12 years of their lives for the purpose of a bright future and then add uni 4 full years, sleeping at the library, surviving on water and noodles, mostly boarding students. No matter how they starve, they keep reading to pass and graduate and then end up being in their 5th or 10th year after graduation without a job. How is that possible? What could it be that they are doing wrong that some others are doing right? How does life work? Go to school and have a degree in the bed without experience. Why, it's very painful, and I question this situation every hour that I breathe. Somebody needs to make me understand this. I was really shocked that he's the type of person that posted something like that, because he's this person that have been home for 5 years, né? But he's the same person that will still be like, I'm a shangende shinunina. It's a shango tashi.
It came to the realization.
I replied and I was like, I love the way Africans are just opening, slowly but surely opening their eyes. I cannot wait for the day that the widely open them and see what's really happening. It has been 5 years. He's home, and he's the type of person that is still holding on to motivational quotes. He's like, yeah, you know, just hang in there. Just none. I'm also like, whoever also came up with this quotes and motivational quotes and stuff like that. It was very smart, man, to just keep us relaxed after school. You sit home for years and still be like, yeah, yes, will just come with time. Ah, bro, man. It has been years, and that's the day you're pumbaz. Sometimes we have to be realistic, guys.
So, what you have to do, sometimes you must just do unpopular decision, man.
Fimbani mweme ibururu chekige kucha. Paifenga, what else? Okay, it has been 4 years and this. I'm a little bit do a deal for it. I'm a little bit. Ngeno, Oshosheike, we grew up. I'm not the type of strategy. We were very young. We were very small. We didn't. I'm a little bit. Ngena menge no kwali nda waisa fimboli nya menge no nywe tenda vanda no koskola.
Aya
menge no koskoli nya gomutuka. Shashi no. You know, and I think one thing that I really need people to start, most usually young people, the one thing that they really need to start doing is sometimes let's be realistic. Kucha. My bro, this is my life. This is what have been happening. Like, literally reflect on what have been happening. What else can you do now?
Life is very brutal.
Bruh, how else can you survive? Oshilishilishili, oatelele ike, mukarunga furanjo kuchaye, chanja achiki, hachiri wapo. Evuline tosonjara olipe umbo. And when you tell that person that, my nigga, I understand it's hectic, it's tough out there. I was having a conversation with Conrad. He's a very, very smart guy from our location there in Ongodivani. And he said, But this whole thing that we have, that no, I'm a whole degree person, so I'm just gonna wait. Chanja achi achi to, by favor and nano to puli, hokari wa tegero penzera haku uye, go umone meserere unsa pesero kakonge soane. No.
Oshonana.
Holding on to aya chanja achi ane thimbo. And sometimes you have to be realistic and be like, yo, this is real life and this is what I want. Like, from now, like, what else can I do apart from this? Where to from here? That's the type of, because it's something that comes with the mindset that we have been, you know, so prisoned, you know, mentally wise. You know, to be holding on to things like that, and now we sit and we are comfortable, and you know, we are just holding on to quotes now that, yeah. It's a high time we really need to start.
Yeah, we have to pull up our feet.
Exactly. But anyway, thank you so much for calling in, hey?
You used to be in touch.
Sally J, the last time I spoke to her was, when was it I see her? Was it last year? No, I think it was last year. She went to an interview in Kenya, kaka ningifange, but I told you guys the story what happened. So that was the last time I saw her.
Then that story that you were telling her.
Yeah, that just DM card everything for me.
You end up with the brother.
That was the last time I saw her. I think I even lost her number.
Oh.
Yeah, when?
I don't know what I
got. Oh, top lake.
You know, the interview in the United Bolivia at the time, I call you. Every introduce of Bolivia.
Oh, she's a great one, that one, eh? Yeah, she was so kind. Oh, no, I like her, Pedro, you put it now.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you my
uncle. Oh, Shonana. Ewa nunda pandu wakana kange?
Sharp, man.
Kalulipo la dio poa.
Yeah.
It's exactly 43 minutes past 9 o'clock, and this is the Thorn and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening, wherever you're finding yourself. We're talking about toxic working environments tonight. I'm definitely going to give you my stories. I quickly just want to say the number that you guys can call in and go right ahead and tell us your stories. What happened? I'm trying to look for the number. You can go right ahead and call me in studio. The number is 0833-66091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 0833-66091. Toxic working environments, my dear. Ochikando chotango. Daningiri ni mahayo. Daningiri ni mahayo. It was, cause I'm trying to now look at the recent ones. I'm trying to look at if I've ever had now, before the recent one happened, did I ever had, I think this was my first time. It was not what even. It was at this place. You know, this is a place that my brother was renting. You know, one of my big brothers was renting the place because it's a place that looks like it's a whole complex, you know, because there's a car wash, there's a bar, there's a restaurant. Yeah, it's like a little complex in town in Ungwediva, right? So there's this lady, eh? The mentality of just thinking that you are the manager or you have been appointed to literally look at everybody, and even with the human errors, ne, you wanna take it to the boss. Every other say, oh boss, oh kara ya vuru ya holike omaropoto geningo gaferengo. De andarata ne nute nano, you are going to the boss, you calling. Bruh, this lady was now come as the manager in the car complex, my brother's complex, and then now my brother now is in Windhoek, but now hena I think all the car wash boys and whatnot. Mina, I had my own restaurant there, so she had no rights to come there and be like, obviously when I went there, I was very welcoming because I was like, oh no, away. I was trying out, you know, like really just act kind, cause I'm a very good woman. I'm like literally just a good person. I'm not waiting for anybody to tell me that I'm a good person, you know? I was just trying to be kind, man. I was trying to be kind, listen to her, you know? So she guides me here and there. She tells me, kuchai, mama no hai manyuvangin and stuff like that. I was really trying to be a good person until I ran out of patience. And because my big brother thinks he's very smart, ne? So every time he called me, every day, Shashe, the time I used to stay in Oshakati. So every day, Andi Kwato Jive and Duka Kungwediva, every day, Andi Kwato. The moment you Andi Kothere, Shashe, Ndore Mosinai, you know, Ndakotha Sigo, but most I'm running my own thing. Cause to somebody listening right now, they're like, yeah, but you're also just trying to be lazy. No! I was not trying to be lazy. I was just trying to, you know, I'll be very productive. And I felt like there was none of anybody's business. Every day. I'm being called, no, wrong, ninga, no, no, ziggy, ni, ni, toga, ngato, hiki, wrong, pethimbo, okay, oh, oh, away that I got, okay? And then I started now staying in Ongwediva. I moved to Ongwediva now, so I was so close to the place now. So there was no need for Ojaiva every day and anything like that anymore. So now this lady started creating stories. Nengike keshko kaimoka puko shashi. I was very cool with the coward boys. I'm that one. I'm that girl. You know, I'm the coolest, bro. And I enjoy being around boys and stuff like that. You know, because I grew up with boys. So my vibe, they like I blend in everywhere. You check. So yeah, man. I'm with my boys. We're just having a good time. It's a vibe. She have got mood swings, or I don't know. Every other day, I'm receiving a call. Every other day, I'm receiving a call from my brother. And everybody, me, PowerPoint, call, mutaro, mgara, and what? And I'm like, heaven, what's going on here? You know, even with the car wash boys, shashun de other pona inge no yihika and stuff like that. Even with the car wash boys, with every other thing that they do, every little thing that they do, me, Bruna, shashun de other, you can go up until 12, ne? Nandochika hapo nilongo nambari nde nesi tanigiko kaima shara od nesi tanigiko nando kaimo kajo ochi hapo nilongo nambari mwa leo ponga tathengira kuchaye nesa chachas. I'm like, nigga, you are disturbing the can't you hotele ene ngura mwa uthenge na opo supote ohe, like what's wrong with you? Oh, that lady, brah, inimashi hainingwa masiku hamare. Conflict happened, man. The things, I don't know what was going on with the landlord and now the boss of that lady now, who is my brother and stuff like that. Omeoga kapata. I don't know, but like a lot of things were happening then. Did she not lose her job? She had, you know, like, it's just those things, you know. And when she lost the job, because now people had to close down, eh? Because there was no water, there was like, everything just, you know, went wrong. And because she was never cool with anybody there. She actually, Oka Complex, I don't know, behind the Oka Complex, there was a mini market. There's a lady, a very cool lady that sells there. Like, it was a whole big thing, man. You know, but she was the only person that didn't get along with anybody. She had jazz, she had, oh! You know, man, I don't know what problems she had, ne? But that lady, wherever she is, ne, I'll never forgive you, my sister. Because also to an extent, ne, where she was just trying to fit in between me and my brother. You know, like family matters, and she's trying to squeeze herself in there. And I'm like, my sister, what's wrong with you? Nenga, I know, how can I wear a boss away with you? No, you can't do that. Because I just want, like, some of those things are none of your business. You know, so yeah, man, I feel like that was my first experience when it comes to toxicity at you know, a work environment. And I think my second, and for me, it led me to an extent where back in the day, such things could really, you know, I could really, I take them to heart. And I'm like, but how could you accuse me for something like that? And I'm stressed. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to go to work anymore. I'm not, you know. So I used to be that type of person. But then now it got to an extent where I didn't. It got to an extent where I felt like I understood the type of people that I was dealing with. Or the type of person that I was dealing with. That one that was always creating stories and trying to call my brother every other second to just tell him nonsense. You know, so I was trying to really make peace with the type of person that she is. And I don't know what trauma she was dealing with, or I don't know what she was trying to achieve. But it led me to an extent where I didn't care anymore. You know, and then fast forward, that's what happened, you know. From then, I didn't care as much anymore. You know, even with where I am right now, you can be new at a place and they're just weird energy and oh my gosh, but I'm the type of person that really understand where people are coming from. And the other day, looking at, because people would always come to me and be like, yo, but Nduva, did you hear what people are saying about you? And I'm like, hey, tell them, I don't care. I know what they are saying about me, but I don't care. And it really led me to an extent of, yesterday, I was having a conversation with myself, and I'm like, one thing I'm starting to realize is that omwenyo ochima hachi hachitamburambara, you know, and whatever we kitho mwenyo gohene, you know, even in the work environments, these people that always say that, nah, I'm being gossiped at my workplace, there are gossipers there and whatnot. You check. You know, if those people, they gossip per break time or anything like that, this is something that they taught themselves. You know, if you now start gossiping and you made it seem like it's okay to do that, it's something that you would want to do that every day. You know, nandani kemba happen to get a punding gosh and whatnot. If you do it for 3 consecutive days and it's vibes every day that you go there, that be kiso mwenyo ochimasho, kesho ngura topenduko uvite kucha, undafangeno ndafandika, ndiandapumwa nikal memori mwe, manga, inanditikiran the rest of my day. You get what I'm saying? And whatever we kitho mwenyo gohe, it goes on like that. So I feel like to the people now that are complaining about, nah, you know, they are gossip mongers at my workplace and whatnot. To the gossip mongers, I feel like with whatever, the time that you squeeze into just, you know, like, feel like you can just, you know, like, because it's something that you guys are so used to, gossiping every time, which I know I'm gonna kuchanga jokwe na chike mukabaki and whatnot. I know, can you guys not, you know, like, just, you know, shasho mwiki the mwenyo the ni na tutame kenyo kwiki the ntu okwiki the okwiki the e mwenyo the tu ini mi wana ito vula kukara wiki the mwenyo hoko sipa. You know, like, find something nice, you know, and that's one thing I'm really picking up, you know, when it comes to the reality of life, you know, whatever we hikitha. You know, it's like, even in relationships, you know, I was talking to my person the other day, and because I'm so used to, him, you know, like, you know, updating me every other second, like, no, this is happening, no, I'll talk to you later, or no, I'm knocking off this time and whatnot. You know, that day, I don't know what was going on, but something just fell off. And you know, like, I was complaining later at night, I was like, I know, but why would you do so? But I'm like, and then he was like, no, but I was just busy. I was obviously gonna get back to you and tell you what was happening. And I was trying to make him understand that, listen, I'm not complaining because I love complaining or anything like that. I feel like this is something that I got used to. You know, I got used to you updating me every other second or telling me that, no, you get back to me later. This and that is happening. That's something that you made me get used to. You know, but then if it was like that at the beginning of our relationship where we just, you know, like say hi in the morning and then we go with our day and then we just, you know, like talk the next morning. And then obviously I would have gotten used to something like that. But because you made me get used to something like this, then I want you to be consistent, my brother. What's wrong with you? So that's the same thing, you know, like when it comes to now toxic working environments, to the gossip mongers, to the supervisors and those ones, you vidika kuja, they can report every other thing, eh? It's just a pen. That is just $6 there, my dear. Anything. You're like, no, boss. Benedicta did this. Nah, fam. It's just something that I can talk to you about. Kujami brew, open a hand, and he take a puko. I can buy it and then bring it tomorrow. and just save me for that. You know, but because we are so used to reporting every other thing, now you are acting as if you are like just 15 years old. I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, can we just, you know, change that? As much as omwenyo hakutambura, omwenyo chimachi panduramba, eh? Hakutambura shitowupe. To the gossip mongers, ne? Let's start feeding our menus good things, eh? But break time, if that's all we can do, ne? Can you just not change that, eh? And discuss kujane ya hona ne shi tuleni ne mironga chirumbu wetano muno chiri chiri, eh? We just turned 30 years old. I'm 30. You are 33. You are omiga tukare ni munwano. What other plans do we have? Oh no, ndafanga ni napoka ngeshifo kanje kunumba ndarandika ninge. Like, can wamana shamanda tutamekenyo kupopi ni mamzono during break time, ne? To the, now this is to the, you know, it's a friendly message to the gossip mongers, to the people that are known as gossip mongers at their work environments. Those ones, you know, as much as you guys got used to that and felt like it was okay for you guys to be doing all that and just, you know, like bad mouthing people and creating stories. Shashi, uboto how kapapo na muta meko kurundira. So it gets to that extent. It's something that you guys are so used to. You know, because it's something that you guys are holding on to and you don't want to leave that anymore. So instead of now that, let's start putting and let's start a new routine. Instead of gossiping, let's start some good, meaningful conversations. You know, if we do it for a straight 1 week, ne, then we can run with it forever and ever. You get what I'm saying? The same way you are running with gossip, let's change that. It's never too late, my sisters. It's never too late, my brothers. Shatapena na akwa itayamwe, shata meko kuhamu genga mbono, ome mbono, yeha piko dinji dinji, then, you know, They become part of that gang. Eh? Now you need to go check. Angonone. Ochimano de chumona me. Papa na wa kujame brush amike wiki thoma nyupote ne. Kesha thimba wa yuko upote. Owa rike mapa papa anguduma no angudu kujaja mutumbeo tapo piche ya. Let me go then listen so I can also contribute. So my second thing that happened. I think the good thing about radio. Let me tell you guys. The good thing about radio ne is that. You have your slot. Engashke pa hengi ngasha, ndi popingi, ndatameka pomboi, pa fumlongo wa denganija, si wopo nongo nambali, ondini ke muno ngaiki. Kandina uchandi, pumumu mwena, reshandi zmuno te karariki, you know? So that's a good thing about radio. For the ones that have daytime slots, they come here, they do their thing, they go back to their houses. So it's a good thing. It's not an office where you guys are seated there. Ndekeshe umo kwe tike mberang kwa oku chae, ocheno kukara azara nganoji. Keshe umo kwe tike puko rang kwa oku. Ndehemi karerere oku zapo heta tusigopo nanoko matango. Jesus Christ. How do you guys cope? And that's where the toxicity is now. In those environments, those ones where we carry us go, gomba mama kuro no kuri any me pick and pen, Alice mumes why ochiro hapu kara penishun, shasho kuta mega po heali 7 to 7, standing on your feet there with some toxic colleagues there and toxic managers. How do you guys cope? It must be the hardest thing, you know. But the good thing about radio is you have your thing, you do your thing, you go back home, you do your thing. It's never a me, it's a kanene and whatnot. But also there is ngam, somebody, somebody that likes, that feels entitled. There is that somebody that feels entitled. They'll do the same thing, and then. Kandini ne kuchaya appointing wa kurembera kuchaya karato tarake shokapuko and whatnot, you know. They do a thing, literally doing the same thing, ne? And they come to you and correct you. Kucha, no, you are not supposed to do that. Who must not see that? Because I got tired. So I had to get rid of that person. I had to get rid of that colleague. I was like, no, wena. Until she had to block me. She blocked me because I just couldn't understand. I was not seeing her correction because I'm like, my sister. What are you telling me? You know, so the entitlement in the workplaces also. Hokarike we wait and better wafik up. Uchimashoni tachirongwa horikega. Eh? Adujani shitu leni munu adujani ani rongi kitwa kutweni. Itoma wakara wetu wafo wafika poka wangwika wetu mapuko woya kweni mara. Ruhesha atu tinekuja. Yo, my epuko ne is literally similar to your epuko. So what are you telling me, my sister? Waro kuhapo mbada kuchaye no, you want now to get defensive when it comes to that. But it never works like that. You know, the entitlement thing, we just need to understand. When it comes to the entitlement part, I think we really just need to, you know, like really, really understand that we are both here just trying to, you know, be productive and do our work to the best of our abilities and go to our houses. So you just, you know, you do your show and make sure that you give it your all and all of that. You come here trying to look at who is doing who, what happened, what can I report today. Entitlement at workplaces also, it doesn't work like that. But it's exactly 3 minutes past 10 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening, wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. Having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. I'm definitely going to give you the tips that you guys need to comply to avoid these things. At the very end of the day, we are not having such shows for fun or anything like that. We're trying to pick up something. We're trying to learn something so that at every end of the day, because it's not okay for me when I go on TikTok every day and there is some old women that are crying that now I had to resign because my work environment was very toxic. But because of your toxicity, because you don't want to be, you don't want to heal from whatever you went through as a child. Now you are there acting entitled. You are there bullying people at work and all of that until it gets very draining, because nobody wants that. Sanity is such an important thing to everybody else. Sanity is such, and it's something that needs to be taken care of. So now if I'm going to work Monday to Sunday, working on my feet, 7 to 7, I spend more hours at work in a toxic environment, it's not going to work with me. It's going to get to a point where I will get tired. But at the very end of the day, I'm not going to get tired because I have somewhere else to get money. I'll be tired because, or else, ne, if I don't quit this job, it's going to go with my life. And I don't want that, because then I've got kids to take care of. Mara, you guys just feel like, yeah. Yeah, some even celebrate when others quit. Kucha, yeah, nahike. When I want to quit, no, then a story that for monoman. But I'm definitely going to give you tips that you guys need to comply to. Let's unite. Majike got be horeni, man. To just work together as black people. Eh? Sata skuru fani nare? Sadu bene system adona da piagana nai? Chotu atu sire nonjara paife? Mara natango, in the midst of the onjara that we are in, we are still trying to break one another. It doesn't make sense. Let's start using common sense. I'm definitely going to give you the tips that you guys need to comply to so this can come to an end. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this.
Oh no, all of the mess. Chimbudu chavari wa moshakati Unakukera mwakatana Pakara na koksa moru kanda Nagaya onda narangi nonjoli Payari yoku ninga pondo kotora My daddy, I'm sorry I know I didn't make it ahead of the dream Tini mojimba mboka mwetu yora shotori Hatu uchangi nukuru posa na poskora Pokatana sotwa pepo mama inatufuta Orunji runji moru kanda mono otoshe kwa Weyanja yari echa satu shuire pokati marangero Weti para paife satu tonto kaso tuka komesho Now we make a paper And we bless our family Home etu sheka We wanna say we are sorry Never, never, never Never, 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 never,
Pasuka, msupu kwenye macho ya goroli, rangi kama unaoga mafuta. Oh my, adore, can you change my life? In your eyes, adore, can you change my life? When all I do need, I am. Sikia, my dear, sije nikimbia, tulia. Nili niwe na wewe. Napakina kuna kuna mama sihemi napakina jimunya.
Kupata we mdoli, kwa jili yangu Mungu amekushusha. Kitungue norata ya mtoli, ama nyama nyama kwenye sambusa. Kichugu ni mzigo na toroli, hadi nguo inataka pasuka. Msupu ni macho ya gorori, rangi kama unaoga mafuta. Oh my, I don't lie.
nikuache ube mio. Allow me kiss you, shari oh. Allow me touch you, baby oh. Allow me kiss you, yeah. Toto jota, umeumoka umbika. Shabu jota, kwenzako na malizika. Hauna nyota, kupangu ndo malaika. Usilete soko, kwenzako watalizika.
$36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3-month subscription, 10% discount for 6-month subscription, and 25% discount for 12-month subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know doesn't have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of a debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
It's exactly 16 minutes past 10 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. We're talking about toxic environments, and it's trying to transform that. You know, we want happy employees, great productivity. On that, I was driving with, I was traveling with a colleague. Not a colleague. What am I talking about? I was traveling with a friend once, ne? And he said, ne, to me, he used to go work for a certain company, Mela, and whatnot. And, he said that You know, the one thing about managers, ne? They like being praised by, you know, the bosses are also not dumb. The bosses are very, very, very smart people. You know, and they'll make you feel important. They'll make you feel seen. Eh? Nashitea pilonga ponga dati kucha. Oh, yo, Miss Benedicta, where are you? For instance, now, if I'm the manager, eh? Oh, there, vatolongi longa mine, eh? And then from then, I feel like, yeah, Mina, even the boss laughs me. You give them titles, you know. Miss Benedicta, you feel like, yeah, I'm the real ish. No! It's like, this man used to be my friend. He was telling me. And now he elected some people as managers and whatnot. You know, because the whole point in what I'm saying is the entitlement that comes with managers or supervisor, all those ones, they're really just making it hard for the employees to, you know, like perform, you know, and be productive as they need to be. They're really making it hard for them. They want to, they genuinely want to, but your poor managing strategy, it doesn't work anymore. Because now that whole thing of the boss always coming and saying, no, Miss Benedicta and whatnot, and you feel like you're the real ish. You feel like you're on top of the world, ne? Those people don't care. She got happy that many of them like, oh, Miss Awachene, you know? They give you these names because they know. They know what you like. They'll be like, yo, you are working very hard. Oh, no. Sikuro hashitari ke alimike. Those people might just be there. Respect your boss. Respect that. Marini gameka kubosa angwe toriko ya kwenika. Don't do that. Just do your work, but don't do things. Shashi no kuropota kweni huya. Ihamka ropota shashi muvide chiri kuche pukora pumbe pukururo. Ohamka ropoti ke mwana kupandika. Onuheke waruari kupandiki rupote. Andi with an upote shashi inmai maybe hamfara ko. Ini maka inochiro nganai. Maka hezi mbo toko ngoli. Bosa na wakala avuruwa uchiparacho he. Ese blifto. Monday to Friday. Every other hour you are knocking. Sorry boss. No, just saying. Sorry boss. Bosa na wakala uliruwa mani. Kujao, ae, nganda koto ya nekunga he. Uye urombo ya nukuja he. Manoto mbo kuningipo gini. Kesha hezi mbo toki urombo ya njike problema. Thana ae, wadha nguyata. He. Smoking behind what? Ah, no. The boss also gets tired. Sometimes, as she talk on more, you must be the person, you must be the one. Hoti hithamo call. Yeah? Shtoka garuka, shtoka chahandia, boss drove out already. Because you're annoying. You being elected as a manager must not come with entitlement. It must not come with you feeling that now, yeah, people are under you. O company njo, but I'm going to give you tips at the very end of the day. The mission, the aim, the vision of this whole thing of my shows is to find problems and deal with them. Find ways. Because at the very end of the day, I feel like when there's a problem and you dig for the roots, you know exactly what's causing that, then you're on the safer side. Because what you need to do right now is just find ways on how to deal with the roots of that so that, you know, everything else can just be okay again. Everything else can just be transformed again. How can we now make this? How can we now transform toxic working environments into healthy working environments? It's very much possible. Chithi we hang ngamwene. Kapena chikukutucha huru nginwandi papi neno memembea eripoya aliko kufesta na kuchaman. Shashi, I know every day they are like, if I get a chance to get another job, I'm out of this place. Because what is this? Every day they are fighting themselves, bro. Before they wake up, they are like, yo, bro, it's that place again. Ini mambino kuchaye, kapena poima, kapenu udhi wu, and those are the things that I'm trying to say. Udhi wu, udhi unawakare uironga mani. Kujatame brune, nina shito haneko bakery huya. Odwa ninge mboroto, dhinju nde mbarambaro, the best step up. Udhi unawakare, olay by holik. Uthi wina ukada ya. Ae kironga kuti wanu ndani kachongadi. Andiru ndiru wanu akirongo ndaya kapochongadi. Ah, not hapo. Hawa ukaru uthi umbonoka. Then when I come to you trying to tell you, kucha I know I'm dealing with toxic people in my workplace. You wanna tell me kucha irongo chikengano? No. That's why I just believe that and we are normalizing such things. And for me, for as long as something comes with bad consequences, then I'm out. I'm not for it. You know, so you can also go right ahead and call me a student. Tell me your story. What happened? What's happening at your workplace there? Mina, I might just give you, you know, just a piece of advice, man. The number in studio is 833-660-91. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 833-660-91. A toxic workplace culture can really damage morale, increases turnover, and hurt your company's overall performance. You know, and as a business leader, it's very essential to act quickly when signs of negativity start to surface. And however, turning things around requires more than just surface level fixes. You need to identify and just address the root cause to just see the meaningful, lasting change. So it's also very important to the bosses. Mina, if I happen to own a company one day, manager ngo nenge supervisor, wandino kulombwela nokuinyerifira kuti hello pikina, I'm giving you this responsibility. Ashiko to kwa sanjo mbili. Why mono no linjimu. I need somebody with a positive mindset. Somebody that does not want to see others being opening up your mehakala you vite nawa ngea kwa tatangu nino wante chiman kana ndo mama umbo mwi mama umbo peni ku sibling aumwe haukari ki wapanda nge ngono heta blame ame umbo me umbo na mamuna we also have toxic houses. Eh? Whereby munika ya kwao, munika hanyo ya mwe haro potike ya kwao, shashinge yin kwao tatangu ni ma kesi kwa hetatangu ni wakake huvite na. Maro hena ne mdi yako. Hmm? Odo itu no chima, mewumbu atu ngina ndo chima atu sheno ya kwetu ni, my little brother was last born. But I think it was just, you know, a last born syndrome, ambera, or I don't know what was happening, ne? Would do something. And it's not like he was a small boy by then. He knew exactly what he was doing, and that's why he could agree to some of these things, ne? Eh? Atu talaga nando shima mo join ne fimbondi, te hikanga nando mamagadi. You know, such things are not allowed. Mukango shima mamagadi, no! Amutura mo meami, you know? And sometimes you just want something nice. Oningi nenu light yo hemo join ako cha, hey, tunge nge nge no, you know? Kapenangu te chimono akuruni dae chimono ka. So sabra, so sabra. Konguro shike shaike me mati matokewa mo. Aye, madumoko nuna leti. Memo kwa ina handi tinduwa mtenga shinachi. Hey! Nduwa mtenga kwa kusama suka mo ndutewa hende takatereko shimu. Hello, man. And it's the same thing when it comes to work environments. You know, I think I was giving an example. I'm saying if I happen to own my own thing one day and I elect you as a manager or a supervisor to just, you know, I'll obviously tell you and make it very clear. Would you listen, yeah? Listen, you know, I'm giving you this, but this is what I want or this is what I'm expecting. Like, make it clear. The bosses also need to make things clear. Kucha, this is my guest chef. Don't come here and feel entitled. I'm not electing you because you are better than everybody else. Because at the very end of the day, if you need, for me, poor productivity, I'm gonna come and blame you. But if you come around here, ne, thinking that you are better than everyone and that's why I made you a manager, then tokara very toxic towards now the employees, your colleagues, then they're just going to bring bad productivity. And at the very end of the day, that's not the mission and the vision of my company. You know, I don't have this for fun. I want to make profit at the very end of the day. But it's not going to come if you come with such vibes. If you come with such beliefs, it's not going to work. So, or Bosanaro, or Haya Theromia Mondudana, I think it's something that they really need to make clear at the very beginning there. You know? at the very beginning when you like somebody, so that also before it gets to a point where you are being annoyed, your door is being knocked at every other second. To avoid such things, you need to make things very clear at the beginning. So that whoever you are also making a manager, a supervisor or whatsoever, ne, must know. It's a human error. And if she's saying sorry, she's gonna bring it tomorrow. I know, so sorry. Say I just stepped on the pen and whatnot. I'll see what I can do about it. You won't have your door being knocked at every other second. Because these are things that you made clear. But I mean, I'm gonna now give you some tips, that you really need to comply to. Actionable steps to promote a healthier and a supportive environment for your team. Listen, I need you to listen and I want you to listen attentively. Number one, create a safe space for your employee concerns. Toxic cultures, feed off of silence. Leaders must role model a workplace where open and honest communication is just not encouraged but celebrated. By creating a safe space for employees to voice their concerns, ideas, and frustrations without fear of retribution, leaders can also begin to just dismantle toxic foundation that may have taken root. So it's such an important thing. Bossa nenge, if manager is now calling a meeting or something like that, make sure that you also give your employees and your colleagues a chance to also raise their concerns. It's such an important thing. Ihoti kondara ngura chonga dichiningwe chiningwe chiningwe, and then you're out. You're like, okay, on dine gero move and amuse, go back to your work. No. You also need to, you know, like really, because that's where great productivity also comes in. You get what I'm saying? It's such an important thing to also just give them a chance to just air their opinions about certain things. Open, genuine, lines of communication. It's such an important thing. And when it comes to this, a company's culture starts to turn toxic. A crucial first step for leaders is to really listen to their employees. This means opening up genuine lines of communication where team members really feel safe sharing their thoughts and feelings. Leaders can do this by holding regular one-on-one meetings, using anonymous service, or just hosting open forums where everyone has a chance to speak. You get what I'm saying? In that guy, I know during my meeting, and the pop is in there, or pops and pops with the one.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 High Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vulmanbrock.com. We care.
Inandikara andipopinda kubatsu the one and do what and the fangano kucha kandich shandi popika. You know, we really need to respect each other's opinions and beyond it. We're not acting in the fatulini mama wumbo. Iham popi hore kwa anje nyochi jaye, you know? And whatever you guys are discussing in meetings for the toka fare, na kucha, ay, ano, uvitenga nga dishkwa itapopi nenge tapora chonga di. No! Nwe shiki no puro chikan. Connect with passionate employees who have gone quiet. So leaders must also just look for passionate employees turning quiet. And that's the first sign, pardon me, that something is wrong and there's a lack of psychological safety. So leaders must also just build trust with them and have deep one-on-one conversations to identify the root cause. Leaders should also not hesitate to eliminate the toxicity, even if it means removing certain people from the organization who are the root cause. It's such an important thing. And this is taking me back to wabona mama kuro mono mestora mononga angashkwa andinga njochorewa kiwete nana the managers. I don't think the managers, even the bosses on top of that, I don't think they really know what is going on there. They don't know the toxicity that is happening that side. You get what I'm saying? But they must also know that this is lowering the productivity as well, you know? And it wasn't supposed to be like that. So I feel like it's such an important thing also for the bosses to make sure, you know, that they dig for when, if there's somebody, for instance, Mina, if, as passionate as I am and as loud as I am and all that, if I go quiet or I come on this show and I'm like, yeah, you know, I hope you guys are having a beautiful night, evening, because I'm not that person, you get what I'm saying, then something must be wrong with me. So I think if people now realize or pick that up, if the boss picks that up, that nah, Benedict have not been this quiet. Why is she, you know, why is she talking like that all of a sudden? What is happening, you know? You have to really do a research. Kuja, what's happening, man? Because sometimes, people are just being, my colleagues are really just being unfair to me and all of that. So I think it's such an important thing for the boss to also, you know, start digging deeper when, they pick up things like this. It's such an important thing to also reward behaviors that account for high performance, ensuring that the company's values, priorities, work styles, and expected behaviors are lived and practiced, rather than just being aspirational in nature, is crucial. So leaders at all levels of the organization, should really role model expected behaviors. Identify behavioral attributes that account for high performance on their teams and reward those behaviors. Constantly, it's such an important thing to be like, oh yeah, there you did well, oh away boy, you know, thank you so so much this month, every day, if the person owns a club, for instance, then, okuchanga, kadona yanje mwaronga nawa, otatulike kontuto, otashwelike kontuto, ayirongwa kunona warene, just to reward us and be like, oh, thank you guys, you know, nengo mwethi kunandimu wadhele kongoka 150 kwa salary, hena, kadona yanje, amurongo, man, ochimashunu achi kuponkumone, ochafike ngenom. You know, this is the one thing that I always loved telling my mom, that my brothers, my big brothers, they always tried to make sure that they were doing their level best, to help where they can. That, it had been like that with them. Doing their level best to help what they can, but my mom with every other, okay, manga konumba nenga hindira nga ende, tada kwaitaya kwanja or something, man. She's already on their case and she's like, she's already on their case. And she's like, no, and I'm like, hello, meme, kapeno jima hachu vifo mnu naine. When you are doing your level best, like these boys, they know they are doing what they can do to help where they can. Ngaja hakoskora, where you are supposed to be the ones now responsible, because these are your kids. These are not my brother's kids. These are your kids that they are helping, And then you want to go on about it and be like, ah, no, akukutwe, not, not. And I was like, mom, you have got no idea, how bad it is and how disappointing it is to somebody that is trying their level best to do things in your favor and you still feel like they are not doing anything. It discourages them so much. So it's the same thing. That's true. That you can't do anything. Come my own mirror. Okay, she used to go to the post. Give me, No hoti ke. I hoti na tangi no guri ka. Ohoi ke upule kujoto ronginga pine. Oto ronginga pine na angwe we uke poka the post. Then okutuwe dera konga nenge uningengo ka ukaye and function anga just something, you know. Ojwa shona ati tupong kumona do you know that it's always, we have got people that always talk about their bosses, how great they are, how good and cool they are. Or you ni mamzoka, if I'm saying my boss is cool, or shasho had to ningiro ye and function every day, ning if we travel somewhere, he tries to just, you know, be like, oh, damn, bening, ning kokasala, ketunge to arongana, or had to wear the record tipa. Ojinga kuja shona chitupongo mo, to even work more harder. Shasho de uja bosa wetu, uhetu pandura. Mano, bosa mbea torongo ndoko ntutwige miburu datura. It doesn't work like that. Take accountability, and vote to create change. The first step in the writing. A toxic culture is rebuilding trust. To do so, the most effective leaders constantly execute for key actions, communicating transparently, delivering on promises, modeling respect and fairness, and listening to the workforce. By taking accountability for their toxicity and voting to create a trusting, human, centric environment. People and businesses targets will also improve. It's such an important thing. Bossa, gen and don't go bossa. You know, it's very important to just take accountability. One thing that I've picked up is, there are some people, that Elizabeth was talking about the lifestyle that you want to change in your life, what last night, and then I called in and then I was like, something that I want to change is, I clap back too quickly, you know, and I always have got an answer for everything and stuff like that. And she was like, yeah, but sometimes it's because of her physics. And maybe you're using that as a defense mechanism. You know, I get it, some things we are using as defense mechanism, short people syndrome or whatever. But sometimes that thing, short people syndrome, no, it's just not okay sometimes, because when you are wrong, you are wrong. Mara no defense mechanism and you know tuna kuchaya no nga herombo waka itovuro kurombo simbari mwa puka kachinacha no kukara itovuro kurombo waka kachinacha no streho hengero wachina jike no kucha ma he wapuka nafestena. You know, accountability is such an important thing. And it's something that I'm seeing around. But I'll talk about it one day. It's happening somewhere close to me. Né? But I really want to talk about it one day. That when, kandichi kujangwe kuronga, stop being defensive with every other thing. And I hate it when people don't focus on what they are being told. And sometimes people are using the defense mechanism what in the wrong ways, you know, because if I'm telling you that you're not supposed to do that, I'm focusing on that specific thing that you're not supposed to do, but it's really useless to be being defensive, hachongaka, okukara unostere hachongaka, you know. And this is one thing that I also had to learn. I used to be that girl, but this was back then. In high school, I'm no longer that person. You know, I'm grown now. And as much as Australia, Mohini Natango and stuff like that, I don't do it for the wrong reasons anymore. It's unless Australia, if it's something that I do for fun. I can be fighting with somebody, you know, I can be fighting with somebody Mokana. I don't fight, guys. But, you know, please don't fight me. Don't come for me. But what I'm saying is, I don't do it for the wrong reasons anymore. I don't use it for the wrong reasons anymore. You know, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know, I have grown and I have matured enough to really understand where the person is coming from. If my boss is saying that, Benedicta, you are not supposed to do that, I would really focus on that. But back in the days, it was a thing of like itoromgwerenje, but it's not about itoromgwerenje, it's about you're not supposed to come that late. You check what I'm saying. But there's something that I'm seeing around, but I'm gonna talk about it one day. There's somebody that I'm seeing that likes getting defensive unnecessarily. She doesn't listen to what is being said anymore. You'll be like, you're not supposed to do that, my sister. It's that specific thing. She wants to make it a bit, oh, relax. It's annoying. Set clear expectations and lead by example. When things start getting toxic at work, the first thing that leaders need to do is own and listen to what people are saying. It's about building trust and opening up for those lines of communication. Then it's time to walk the talk, set clear expectations of how everyone should act, and make sure that leadership is leading by example. The positive vibe will start spreading throughout the company. It's like your home. It's like you are raising your kids. When I'm talking to you as a manager, I'm talking to you as a boss of a certain company. It's such an important thing, very, very important, to lead by example. You need to lead by example. You don't know what I'm going to do, you know. Ha ha TikTok at work maranguenesa shanu or manager or something. Kevin boy, you are just shooting tik ndika henga mokanjuangi. Or any kwa thinga uri mesipiri or bathroom make thing shooting TikTok TikTok madotrombo yokucha no put your phones aside and whatnot. What example are you leading? Who are we looking at? It's exactly like you have your kids at home. Toro gatoro mgeru nona etu kucha kwa toporo fukaga choma ndo inan ma maro funona magesi kumewa to ike mewumbo to punduk. It doesn't work like that. Topundu kande no kalinga kendero kalingere ro kalinga limokanja toko matro mgan kucho malo dutu. No, you should lead by example. Nase atukala tu atira kucha yo. If our manager, we don't see our manager shooting content. She's not always on her phone. When it's work, it's work. And she's such a consistent manager, that one. You know, from 7 to 7, she's on her feet and all of that. We see that and would love to, you know, like follow that in her footsteps. Shashina ngan kaganda soshoni o kuzongo dhanje ndandi moganju kandika shooting a TikTok content because ohandi chimono pen. Ohandi chimono kuri. Eh? So I have because I'll be very scared and very ashamed, my dear. Kuja, who does that? Why am I ohandi chimono pen? So please lead by example. Be curious and learn through employee feedback. And when company cultures turn toxic, the first step is for leaders to also become learners and get curious, obtaining feedback from employees through various mechanisms such as surveys, focus groups, and facilitating conversations. It's a catalyst to culture transformation. Rebuild trust by acknowledging the missteps, and leaders must also rebuild employee trust by just acknowledging the missteps that led to the toxicity in the first step, in the first case, pardon me. So leaders often push towards a solution to a problem without clearly acknowledging the bad behavior and its negative impact on the organization. When leaders are forthright, they earn respect from employees who value transparency and desire accountability. Face the problems head on, and there's perception and there's reality. And if a company's culture has already started to turn signs were missed, get to the root of the issue and face the problems head on. Learn from the workforce and just use the insights to help shape environment that empowers the organization. Stop mising problems. Those problems that you feel like are small problems are gonna turn into bigger problems one day. So, gengo peno problem mahot numba, which it's obviously gonna come with bad consequences later on if you let it slide. Please deal with those problems. Deal with them. Conduct a culture assessment, and when it comes to this, a company's culture begins to turn toxic. One crucial step leaders should take is to conduct a comprehensive culture assessment. And this involves gathering feedback from employees at all levels to identify the root causes of the toxicity and just understand the specific issues affecting the work environment. Use surveys, interviews, and focus groups to get an accurate picture of the current culture. take bold actions to avoid a downward spiral, and take bold actions fast, more often than that. The root causes are known or can really be found out pretty quickly. If the slowness in taking bold actions that can set it off into a vicious spiral, a toxic culture is like an inflated balloon that's developed a slow leak, but any balloon with a leak, small or big, doesn't last. A problem, back to the entitlement, when it comes to bold actions, some managers, supervisor, they are most the ones. Poor management creates toxicity at work. So they are those ones that feel entitled, where they feel like, yeah, what a kamunane vali manager pen. Yang wanda longele dula di shed nga, takamunali manager pen and whatnot. Take bold actions, my brother, my sister. If you are the boss, if you are the owner of that whatever company, of a manager, a supervisor that feels like you cannot have anybody else, you know, please get rid of that person. Because at the very end of the day, your employees are not the problem. The reason why less productivity is happening in your company is because of that person that you elected as a manager. And she's there flexing, thinking that, yeah, you can't get rid of her. She's talking about manager pen. Yeah, holik. Kesha umota kongwi wrong. See, that's why we're not going to run at Tatara Kenza, Pombera, and whatnot. At Tatara Mokabesa, Konu Pife. Ah, Hono Tatara Mubesa, Wanu Pife. Mom said the mindset. That's what they're looking at now. But when if you feel entitled, Dakuja, they can never get rid of you, you are lying to yourself, my sister. Because sometimes, to the dear bosses out there, to the owner of the companies out there, the person that is delaying success in your life, in your company, is that person that you elected as a manager. Please just take a bold action. Ensure core values are upheld and reinforced. And when a company's culture becomes toxic, it's often the result of either poorly defined core values or existing values that aren't being upheld by senior leadership or reinforced throughout the organization. There is no accountability without accountability. Employees are left without a clear framework for acceptable behavior, leading to misalignment, disengagement, and a negative work environment. And obviously, you don't want that for your company. Make tough calls along the way. And I've always used the Shackleton's way as a guide for leading during times of crisis and stress. He said, make the tough calls along the way. If you have your team's best interest at heart, and you have built loyalty along the way, those tough decisions will be accepted and supported. Whenever you see a successful organization, know that a leader made tough calls and didn't let the cultural derailers slide. Please be that leader. It's exactly 50 minutes past 10 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I am your host, Benedicta, and I hope you are having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight, giving you the most important, crucial tips tonight, to avoid talking to the bosses, talking to the managers, talking to the employees tonight, so they change. It's never too late, my brothers and sisters. We can do this, you know. I want next time when I go on TikTok, I don't want to see anybody crying, saying that I only have got 2 days before I resign because I cannot deal with the toxicity. The bosses need to start doing something. The managers. Oh, jangai no manager nayo thimbari mo. Arusha chino chimochina ma chiziri. Oh, manager thimbari mo watae to toxicity me environment amono. But the bosses also sometimes mberasha miketa amono me shakodao. Ihaka lawe na kune nene na chamberasha keshi kuchoe nani ronga wa eriho. Sometimes you have to go dig deeper there. Shasha thimbari mo hamuika kuropotera mali. Hamu dindi nane na mutare kucha. I don't want Gwan. What's happening here? But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. You can also go right ahead and call me in studio. The number is 083-366-0091. I was looking at these guys. Booked. Yeah. Bolova Shevana. Whatever his name is there. I'm following this guy on TikTok. And I really want to DM him and ask for his number. So we can have something called a show one day. Because this guy...
I am singing for the Lord, Kumbaya. I am singing for the Lord, Kumbaya. Singing for the Lord, Kumbaya.
Beginning.
Has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
My friend, it's exactly 11 o'clock. And this is the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. You know, dreams are for free, ne? I've always wanted to, not always wanted, because I still want to do it, ne? You check. I want to, like, own a radio station one day. And this is, because I feel like for me, radio, to the bosses, I'm trying to talk to the bosses because the entitlement also that comes with the bosses, they feel like they can just run people over because they think that, when you're not going to be able to do it, you can't do it. ndakanja nukari piririo meane onunengu toti kuchakari piririo mea kanja o ironga nande mukare mwete kuchoya fa anirongi na apumba hanironga eshe haya haya kanjo productivity hafa athano especially when it comes to like radio for instance radio Mina, if I happen to own a radio station one day, as much as I wanna do it, ne, I won't be the type of person that will feel entitled. Ironga, irongo ino kurongwa. Ashiki irongo ino kurongwa. Eh, mango pota vikara. Ashiki, I won't be the type of person that is entitled or the type of boss that is really, really entitled. That is feel like, oto hike kanjo, ninde toka lipirio meane, ngengengin mara. One thing I've picked up about radio is, and this is, something that, I was watching, Bonang Mateba, because one thing about me, I'm a high, I love South Africans so much. I love South Africans so much. They inspire me so much because they are doing the work that needs to be done, especially when it comes to the entertainment industry. And I was watching one of Bonang's interviews, and she said something very important that she always wanted. She wanted to be a teacher growing up, and she knew that if she didn't become a teacher, then she might just become something productive in the entertainment industry, a TV/radio presenter or something like that. And once she did that, she started off as a radio presenter slash television. And she's doing so great in the entertainment industry. But one thing that she said, was that, there is somebody that was born to do something. More especially when it comes to radio, there is somebody that was born to do that, and there's somebody that went to school to study media, but there's somebody that was born to do radio that will always do it better than somebody that went to school to study for it. Are you getting my point? So for me, if I happen to own a radio station one day, knowing exactly that radio is not for everybody, I'm not going to be entitled and do that. Maybe I'm going to look for personalities to make sure that I thrive. I'm not going to be the type of person that, if I have, for instance, somebody that, okay, for instance, let me say who did I grow up listening to? I grew up listening to Shante. She used to be a radio presenter on Energy 100 FM. I think she moved to 99 FM right now. I used to listen to Shante. I used to listen to Nishan. I don't know if I'm saying his name right though. I saw the other day a post on social media. I think he moved to an Afrikaans radio somewhere in Windhoek there. I used to listen to Paula. She's a radio presenter on Fresh FM. Paula and Chez. Oh my gosh. Yeah, those are my girls. I love them so much. But I can't get such personalities. For instance, if Paula goes to work for my radio stations, there is no way. Rules will be there. Warnings will be there and all of that. Ne? And human errors will be human errors. But then I'm not the type of person that will be like, yeah, one mistake, go to your house. Eh? Because everyone is looking for a job. Because then one thing I'll know is radio is not for everybody. And I'm not gonna let Paula just, leave me, leave my radio, station, when she was just doing the most. Because I feel like when it comes to radio, it's about personalities. People tend to switch on their radios to listen to the person behind the mic. They just don't switch on their radios for the sake of doing that. Oh, mama, yeah, press a blift. If it's not Paula right now, let us switch off that radio until we wait for her show, ne? And then, we can switch on that radio again. You get what I'm saying? Why do you think people do that? Me now growing up, as much as I used to listen to radio, I had programs that I used to listen to. Because I had favorite, presenters or anything like that. But then I used to enjoy the person behind the mic because it was about personality for me. And that's when I felt like, oh, so this is how radio works, So I'll be a very good boss if I happen to own it one day. Endak, my dreams, my dear, will come true one day. You know, we are just hanging in there. You know, one day is one day. But I'm gonna proceed with giving you tips that you need to comply to when it comes to toxic working environment. So we are looking at all that, looking at what really makes now a work environment toxic, and we overheard employees talking in the break room detailing their current job hunt, and that was a bit upsetting but admittedly not surprising. Employees have been cycling through lately. Perhaps they're just looking for new surroundings or are overqualified. They have big dreams. That's just how it goes. You have to accept people to move on. And maybe there's a toxic environment to blame. Could you even recognize a toxic environment if it waved at you? Of course not. Toxicity creeps up gradually, adding stress, frustration, and other emotional baggage day after day. You know, and what was a minor annoyance can become an employee resigning in few months. But overwork stress and bullying can really lead to workplace violence. I know now to the bullies, people that substance abuse, safety issues, and suicide throw in an awful work-life balance, a classic element in a toxic work environment, and the exhaustion that comes from it. And if you have essentially poisoned the entire world for everyone associated with the employee trapped in the job, why should owners or managers care about whether or not their workplace is toxic? You know, so if the harm is doing to employees, it's not enough. Consider that a positive workplace is a more productive workplace instead of being absent, where employees do everything they can avoid being at work to get physically and mentally healthy. Employees who are engaged, that means less turnover because they are loyal. They have a good thing going and they stick around. So maybe you are also into a toxic environment, or are ready, if they are there, rest assured that it's not too late. You can turn that around and fix a toxic work environment. And that's what I'm saying, that it's never too late. Use employee scheduling software to give workers a more fair way of getting the work schedule, and just give them a voice in the work lives. Plus, you can save up to 15 hours a week building the schedule. You know, start the free trial. Start the free trial and work today. You know, what makes a work environment toxic? What are the possible causes apart from the ones that I gave you? It could be fear-based leadership. This type of leader motivates through fear and not reward. They may have do as I say, not as I do approach to heavy-handed rules. Eh? Entitlement. Do as I say, ngini ne? Story can draw a puppy no when he kill on a number of puppy no nine. It's a hero on a shashon woman may bronco no woman. On a woman no question on when I ne boss at Vita Gonga and Ashim to Wanga Numba Piro and Ninganginoman on America. Eh? Ashike, the way you are talking to a 49-year-old mama. Kuchan, no, that's not leadership. That's nonsense.
But it's also a thing of like,
there was somebody that was calling. I was doing my hair. There's a lady that was doing my hair that day. And she works in a restaurant. And there's this nigga that came there. You know that,
you know?
So this man is calling the lady, kucha, come help me. By the way she's calling him, it's like, na tondokembe or something, on there.
But that whole thing of just feeling kuchai, ay, irongayo, hey, when there are chicken, yeng, even a story that I'm on a man, eh? Ukora nimbo, wakupangerika nimbo, na narembo, and this, whatever, you guys are just holding on to such things. No recognition of excellence can also be one of the reasons. And because leadership uses fear to motivate employees, they also don't reward or recognize excellent work. I said this earlier. Gossip, rumor, and speculation. This often because information is heavily filtered and there's a lack of transparency from managers. Employee expectations are never defined. On that, the ethenyongaro, hokupopsa ya kweni no kurundira no kupopsi poroporo ya afer, you know, shashi upote mpono umwe wiki sentimadheni tamekenyo kwiki sentimadheni inimai no chironga. Unhealthy competition is a good is as good or it's a good as a motivator unless managers use it to pit employees against each other in a negative way. This leads to fighting, drama, and anger. You know, it shouldn't be a thing of like, why aren't you doing it like the other person? But then it should be a thing of like, do you know what Monica did last time? You know, I'm really expecting you guys, you know, like really. Now you can go to her and really ask how she does it and all of that. It should be on Dubombana. Holy, how do they say it? Is it holy jealousy? Is it called holy jealousy? That nice jealous. Not the one way we are creating drama. The reason why she's good is because haka pukurua penny penny. The reason why she's good is because she has a relationship with the boss and whatnot. Yeah, she sleeps with the manager and stuff like that. We don't want stories like that, my dear. It must be that nice competition, eh? Eh, where you'd like to go to her and be like, ah, I know, how do you get to do it so well, my sister? A natural outflow of unhealthy competitions. Also, it's favoritism in hours, wages, benefits, and overall discriminatory treatment. The results, loss of employees, a high turnover, dissatisfaction of customers, and a general level of high stress and unhappy people are the reasons also of a negative work environment, which really destroys productivity and increases burnout. And obviously you don't want that for the company. Employees in a toxic workplace only have bad things to say about their job and their managers, damaging their employer's reputation. They'll do anything to get out of work. They'll be unhealthy in every sense of the word. And if a toxic work environment is bad enough, they might even take legal action against their employer. You know, it's such an important thing, and it's something that I mentioned earlier on when the caller called in, that also, you know, our managers can be as good and as kind, and they are real leaders. So, there are those nice ones. There are those good ones. You know, but because of our mindset as people, you know, we walk in there thinking that, yeah, manager. You get what I'm saying? But that whole thing of you walking in there thinking that, who does she think she is? She cannot tell me. But it's her responsibility. That's her work, to tell you to do A, B, C, and D. But because you go in with that stupid mentality of yours thinking that Mina, nobody can tell Mina, then go home. Go back to your mother's house and just sit down if you don't want people to do their work. That's where also the problem comes in. And then now you don't even know who is doing wrong anymore. Bad productivity at the very end of the day. And she had to make a chef for the company that ya holy care. And you don't have a company that moka. Munime chefa than moka. As much as you are helping them build their dreams that I get, they are also not doing it for fun. They've got a vision and a mission for their companies and their businesses and all of that. Kaijika ujangeno ya tunga po matungo gawa fere siyera ka. Eh? They did it so that at the very end of the day they can make something out of that. But then if you come with such mentalities of trying to break now, what are you achieving? At the very end of the day, waro mwezi cha wosi imara no kuri no nesikwa ali pitiko o 31 ike ngenopo longo nambari ke shi kongo dhanja akulike kujaneno 31 ngenono chimari wajwe na chika nae cha wilako mararushe ulikiro nga huyo oto tunyana nike you just feel like the manager anuara manager ninge nginya nane kamuna mahamu ramu. But also, how leadership can improve a toxic work environment. A toxic workplace can't be left alone because it won't self-improve. It has to be fixed with a purpose, you know. So the situation didn't become toxic overnight. It's going to take some time and a bit of real struggle up front to make changes. So here are some of the tips on how to fix a toxic workplace. Start communicating in meaningful way. Ways, pardon me. Everyone talks about the importance of communication, but few really do it. Communication is super, super vital. So meaningful communication is about quality, not quantity. It simply means making sure that your employees know what they need to know in order to do their job well and effectively. Understand situations that affect their job. Know what expectations they need to meet. And quell worries and rumors. Example, layoffs. You can also communicate these things through employee meetings, handbooks, or training. You can also have a one-on-one session to really help an employee who is struggling or excelling. You can also use tools to make communication easier so that it's timely instead of too late. Why not communicate about shifts and schedules within your scheduling tool? Why not make it easier for your team to talk and swap shifts directly? The importance of meaningful communication is one of the reasons when I work to put team communication directly into the scheduling app, the team should talk about scheduling in the place where the scheduling is done. It's such an important thing to do that. I saw something that just, you know, like crept on my mind right now. Saw something on TikTok the other day that said that, I don't know now how that is suiting in what I'm talking about tonight, but they said that never, ever, fall in love with your employees. I mean, never fall, yeah, with your employees as the boss, never flirt or do any, don't date, no relationships between employees. It's not done. It's something that I really didn't know because there's a friend, that works at spa, my friend that works at spa, and he said that apparently he was dating because he works there as a supervisor, right? So apparently he was dating this hun. Oh, he was dating this girl. She's also working in spa. I don't know as a word, no? And they were doing their things outside. But then there's a rule there that no love affairs between employees and stuff like that. And then apparently somebody reported them. And then they were called more officer. We just spoke about it and I told her, hey, we must deny this dismally when we go in there. I'm going to deny you. Like, I don't even know you like that. You check. And I'm like, but why is it not allowed? And he said, it's something that I really didn't understand because for me, I was looking at it just from one perspective. And he said that it's not allowed, Dashashi. It's gonna affect the productivity of, the company. If anything goes wrong between us, or for instance, let me say we happen to break up, it's gonna create chaos. You get what I'm saying? And that's why they don't want, like each other from a distance. Never date your colleagues or flirt or like, or sleep with them. Don't. Cause when you break up, it's game down. Apart from us in radio, I think for us, we cool. Shashi si hatu kala tuikarela so bizo kuchae, it's 8 to 5. We don't have a 9 to 5 like that. We have slots. You check. You know, I can have my person that is also working in radio, again for the same company. O slot ahengengo hiripo 8 to 9 a.m. anga hanjo hiripo 9 to 1. What is wrong with that? Why are you delaying me from finding my soulmate? Man, stop it. But I mean, yeah, jokes aside, apparently it's not allowed because it's gonna affect the productivity of the company. Know and live by your core values. Do you have core values? That's the first thing to address. Core values should be positive identities. Identifiers, pardon me, that a group attaches themselves to. We are a team who loves to make our customers happy. We are a team who are top experts in our field. We are a team who creates positive experience for each other. Core values should also feed into positive outflow, not internal negative competition or eye rolling. That means they have to be more than lip service, with an actual plan and action to back them up. For example, if you can't be the experts, if your employees are trained or taking part in continuing education, you can't make customers happy if employees aren't empowered by management to solve problems on their own instead of being locked into a rigid system of policies, of do's and don'ts. Good evening, Eagle FM.
Oh, I'm dead. People are not calling.
People are not calling in because, hello, the Makufi Kufis are also not, you know. I mean, I can't get data to app. You guys are lucky. It's not easy, bruh. Oh, at the time. Imagine if the Kufi Kufis were here. Imagine how many people. Do you know how interesting my shows used to be?
Yeah.
When Dandi Vurike ne call a manga no kucha, stopping you there, manga, let me talk.
Hey, yeah, so nana.
So it's just apparently just a matter of time, manga. I know you guys are running out of patience, but please just be patient with us, ne?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it will be sooner or later.
Okay. It's better rate than ever.
Yeah, you don't worry, Honaka. Just hang in there, our loyal listeners.
The word you were looking for, it is not the autocratic, I mean, what is it? Autocratic leadership style.
No, it's a very simple word, huh?
Yeah.
I long if I get no Nandiche Ukolo ni unyawa tilia de mos. The thing, I don't know if I hate white people, ne? I don't know. But it's just a thing. It's a word, it's a very simple word. I don't know, man. Oshaye ike, but oshimashing ya shoku. Okupangele ike, that. Oh my gosh, the word. Ochimike shia kucha ningani that thing okupang nandoto babu non nando ni ronga harungo mo baning harungo penine ovokara unochi masha kucha ningo choendera ohwa wige njo hirungo okupangera man that thing.
Uh-huh.
But there's a word for it. It's just that it's gone. But I'll remember it. I'll talk about it tomorrow if I remember it. But let me finish giving you guys the tips because it's almost time, eh?
Oh, okay.
All right, cool, me.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, what I was saying is, for example, you can't be the experts if your employees aren't trained or taking part in continuing education. You can't also make customers happy if employees aren't empowered by the management to solve problems on their own instead of just being locked into the system of do's and don'ts. And if you don't have core values, please create them and then make sure that your managers actually manage by them. Deal with employee who are always absent. Toxic workplaces feed absent employees, who feeds burnout on the employees who have to pick up the slack, which feed the toxic workplace. You know, and absenteeism is also just both a problem and a symptom, and the fix also starts with managers being prompt themselves, modeling the behavior. Then you have to keep an eye out for who, when, and where absenteeism happens. You know, scheduling software like When I Work makes it easier to spot patterns of absenteeism. and juggling sheets for personal advantage. And you can also use attendance notes to really just understand why employees are calling out or coming in late, and reporting to spot trends between, or rather before they become bigger issues. You know, so if you find a problem, talk to the employee, or just use your HR department to help you out. Approach it from a place of goodwill, not in anger or with threats. Just show you care about your employees. You know, find out why they don't want to show up to work. Come up with a solution or a workable plan, and end the meeting on a positive note with actionable items for improvement. Excuse me. Such an important thing, man. Be a leader, man. You know, be a good one. Talk to your people. Kuta no nyelo. Oshika no kefimbo ala take away 30 minutes. What's going on? You never know what the person is dealing with, you know? You know, nenga, huh? She's really good at her job. She's good at his job. You know? Mala. On meala, I'm not like promoting okulata or anything like that, ne? But on meala, it's a whole big thing now that you wanna make. You're not even, you are threatening me. Kuchayo, the gang on tealata with 30 minutes every day, you get fired. Hello, talk to me. You don't know. Pamonzina me man, karanda telela magazin pepela. Mangina penuka mangini jamo mumbo. Be polite. Be a leader. Show that you care for your employees. There's a song that I love, and I'm gonna play this before I proceed. I mean, time is also just running so fast, but there is a song that I quickly wanna play, and this is talking about real leaders, because I feel like, you know,
Cancel
Jangita longona wa na Jeku. Woo! Where was I? Make work, pardon me, a safe place. And why? You know, because trust is about underlying sense of safety, and toxic workplaces are anything but safe. You want to create a safe environment for employees, safe from bullying, you know, safe from mockery. At your age, I mean, bullying is something that used to happen in school, in high school, in primary school, you know, and I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not even promoting that. I'm not even for that. I'm a victim of bullying in school, and it was as bad to an extent where I wanted to quit school, you know, so bullying can really be that bad, but it's something that I'm not getting that it goes up into workplaces when we are old enough, you know, and like, time for bullying, like really now? Safe from fear, fault leadership, safe to voice ideas, safe to voice concerns, safe to excel and fail, safe and fully confident also. You know, in now it shouldn't be an environment where I'm scared to say my concerns. Shashi, I can't even ask for leave. Because if I ask for leave, my boss doesn't work like that. He doesn't play such games. Obviously, you get fired. But if you're not going to work, they just didn't create the type of environment where you are free to raise your concerns and raise your opinions. So what's your system for employees? Safely expressing concerns without fear. What if they're about you? What's your system for encouraging and rewarding ideas? How do you handle a situation where an employee is bullied or made to feel unsafe by others on the team? Do you ever have a system to find out what's happening? Then how do you handle someone who is too easily offended and always feeling unsafe? You know, HR will be your friend in all of this, but remember, words aren't enough to combat actual toxic situations, whether it's anonymous polls, suggestion boxes, team building events, pardon me, or regular one-on-one meeting. A feedback culture is also part of a safe culture. Safety isn't just hard heads and first aid kits, but when people feel emotionally unsafe, that's fast road to toxicity. And don't you guys like Don't you like it now? This is to the bosses and the managers and the supervisors. Don't you guys like it when because he's just a good person, because he's just a good boss, you know? Also to the leaders, like, don't you, is it not like a good thing? You guys really don't care, you know, for as long as I ngashaki marwanja, yeah, because you are most the boss or shaki ronganja ironga and whatnot, knowing that this toxicity that you're also creating in your own company is also going with workers. So especially with to call a boss a very cruel one like that. We don't want that, you know? And when we okaleike, even as a president, genone, yeah. Don't you want to be like, yo, president, you know? Don't you like feel, you know? kakani rongae itakare na kona chaga. You get what I'm saying? You know? But it's such a thing. Nyine ngikangoli ni mayuaka. Eh? Is it not a thing where people, your employees are praising you to be like, you're our boss? Huh? Our boss is doing the thing. I wanted to play a song by, but I cannot find it, man, you know? Really, regarding what we're talking about this. I mean, what we're talking about right now. But I cannot find that song. Oh my gosh. I cannot find that song. But I mean, yeah, man. Is it not a thing? Was it not supposed to be like that? When your employees are praising you, or when as a manager, eh, won't it be a thing of like, oh, I saw tuna manager really cool, man. Tuna manager who do ko. Ita tucho manager all umbrella, open a yolo ko pokati umbrella. No, nuta long wilonga eh. Umbrella, no leliu shili.
Imagine, I don't know my time, I'm going to go my whole time. Oh, imagine.
imagine with no toxic work environment in Namibia. Just imagine, you know? Just imagine looking at that toxic working environment, ne? Imagine if it was never toxic. The type of job or how great you be at your job. I won't do nothing to the best of my ability because what toxicity is this? But imagine. Imagine a toxic work environment. Nobody is jealous of anyone. They is working together. There is no bullying, no gossip, no rumors, no nothing like that. Imagine the type of productivity. Imagine how the companies will be thriving smoothly. Just imagine. Nda tudziko ne? Nda nuta ningini ipuna? Shashi, kisi shimo shilike puma kopenele. Cause the toxicity ne? Toxicity really weighs down the company. It really does that. And also, it's something that comes to the mindset. Toxic bosses, toxic managers, it ruins everything at the very end of the day. But I also know, boss and below, they forget why they created or why they started in the first place. Rethink how you hire, or how to prevent toxic behaviors in the future. The best way to prevent building toxicity is to plan and have a purpose moving forward. And when I work and really help you in the scheduling portion of your business by helping you with better shift planning and workforce management. And these are some other ways that can really be purposeful in your day-to-day operations. Rethink how you hire. You know, hire more than just the skillest. Make character and attitude just as important as well. You can bring in someone toxic, they make everything around them toxic. You need to be very careful when it comes to that. No konge iko japo sha zono kuno japo shilinde otichu daili omu upo daili omu toka kereri kende otiri kesi kwa muni ke fight amu no kuchu ano chupat ano ike. You know, use the hypothetical scenarios during the job interview and ask them how they would respond. Remember, skills can be learned. You can train for great attitude. You might be desperate to fill an opening. But if the new hire poisons your culture, that's costly. Walk the talk. At risk of too much reputation, we can say enough that leadership has to follow the same rules and culture. Do what kind employees. Do you want kind employees? Pardon me. That's a question. Have kind managers. Do you want respectful employees? Have respectful managers. You know, remember that people follow as they are led. Leadership needs to be trained and held accountable to what's expected of employees. It's such an important thing. Very, very important. And this is also the same thing that you really, really need to apply if you are raising your kids and whatnot. Lead by example. Celebrate diversity, and diversity can be a bit of buzzword, pardon me. And celebrating diversity doesn't mean forcing it. Instead, it means understanding that every individual person has unique qualities, their culture, their ideas, their strengths, their weaknesses, and their personalities. Do you celebrate and find ways to weave them or weave these things in? Or do you try to wrangle everyone into a manageable mold? Are you open to moving to a person to a new position once you discover qualities that make them a better fit elsewhere? Or do you just ignore and press down to make them fit where you put them? Don't be that person. Value your employees, very, very important. And when it comes to this, your employees are your most valuable asset. Replacing them costs time and money, but even then, that, you know, when they leave, they take something unique with them. Your team, including yourself, your managers, and your employees are all human beings. Everyone has off days, hard days, and great days, frustrating failure, and incredible success. If your workplace culture allows room for it, all while fostering growth, without being systematized negativity, that's a win. Are you a brand of your employees, or are you a brand your employees are proud to be part of, or are you just a paycheck until something better comes along? Don't be that person. You know, create a positive workplace culture and watch what happens when people feel like they matter. People who know they are valued work harder. They stick around, they tell their friends, they are productive, they want to contribute and make the team proud. You know, make sure that you're part of this team, man. Make sure that you are the type of person with a brand. Even somebody comes around persuading them, Kucha, yo, man, there is somebody that is asking for a journalist, you know, at this type of radio station, would you like? You'll be like, nah. I mean, I'm good here, bro. Try to make sure that you make your employees feel seen. You get what I'm saying? And they want to stay with you. You know, and even if somebody comes offering them something better, you are like, nah, man. I'm on Zulina, I'm a bro, man. You know, you can maybe try elsewhere. But don't have employees that are just there for the pay slap. You know, just waiting for something better to come along. Don't be that person, because at the very end of the day, you'll be left with nothing. Especially when it comes to the radio industry, you need to be very, very careful as a boss. Streamline employee communication with when I work. Understanding how to fix a toxic work environment is just not about enhancing productivity, but also about creating a space where employees feel valued, safe, and motivated by also just addressing root causes of toxicity and implementing positive changes. You can also foster an efficient workplace. If you are looking to streamline communication, pardon me, and scheduling in your organization, just consider When I Work, a comprehensive tool designed to simply employee communication and scheduling, ensuring a cohesive and engaged team at all times. Dive into the world of seamless team management with When I Work today. How to fix a work environment? The first thing that you need to do, we still continue with the tips that you need to comply to when it comes to this. What are the main indicators? Oh my gosh, where was I? I'm so sorry. Yeah, so a toxic work environment often manifests through signs like fear-based leadership, lack of recognition for excellence, gossip, rumors, unhealthy competition, and evident favoritism. So these factors can really lead to high employment, or rather employee absenteeism, and increased turnover and overall dissatisfaction. You know, so how does a toxic work environment impact employees and the business? A toxic work environment can really lead to increased stress, burnout, and health issues among the employees. The results in decreased productivity, high turnover rates, and potential damage to the company's reputation. In the long run, it can also just affect the bottom line due to costs associated with hiring and training new employees. You know, don't be the type of person that always has new employees every other month. You know, shashuno shimashinga kuta win maroto hike otu harato ya mana wigena we. To address and rectify a toxic work environment is also just very, very essential to enhance communication, establish and live by core values, deal with absenteeism and turnover promptly, ensure the workplace is a safe space, both emotionally and physically, and actively seek feedback from employees to make necessary improvements. You know, be the type of person that says, I miss work. The same way I missed work so much for not coming here for 3 consecutive weekends. I missed work so much because nothing disturbs me here. I come here, chill in studio the whole night, have my show to myself. Like, it's vibes, you know? And I love it so much, and I get to always miss work. How about you? How is the toxicity at your workplace? You know, how can tools like When I Work help in addressing a toxic work environment? When I Work is an employee communication and scheduling app that can really streamline communication and just ensure transparency in scheduling by promoting clear communication and just allowing employees to have control over their schedules. Tools like when I work and really reduce misunderstandings, foster trust, and contribute to a more positive and cohesive work environment. All the best with your companies, all the best with your work environments, and at the very end of the day, like I said earlier on, shows like this, as much as I go on about making fun, about, you know, I love, it's a vibe at the very end of the day. You know, I can't be too serious like this and come, too serious like that and come here as if I'm arguing and whatnot. Because, I mean, life itself is already that serious, you know. We make jokes here and there and stuff like that. But then at the very end of the day, the vision is only one. The aim is only one, that we really would like, me now, my aim to bring shows like this or to bring topics like this is because I really, really genuinely speaking want to see change at the very end of the day. You know, because I know the consequences that come with behaviors like this, you know, it comes with very, very bad very, very bad consequences. You know, imagine now having your kids that you really need to take care of, and you get luck to get a job. You know, as much as we really never wanted to work for people and stuff like that, but I mean, it is what it is. That's the reality that we're facing right now. But I mean, as much as we don't want that, and it's happening, and we are now getting the little that we're getting, but at the very end of the day, the toxicity, you know, and it's not a thing of like toxicity, it's something hachinukire me work environments and that or anything. It's something that we create ourselves. Either employees, us as employees, either it's a very toxic boss, or it's either a very toxic supervisor or manager. That's where the problem comes in. And imagine now somebody that got lucky to just, you know, like be able to put bread on their table, and then the toxicity comes around. You know, and then the burnout happens. It's emotionally and physically draining. Then what at the very end of the day? Because one thing, as much as back in the days, and that's why we had to go through so much abuse, you know, to us now, they grew up in the very older parents' houses, you know. My parents are born in the 60s, and obviously in their generation, mental health was never something that was really taken serious of. You get what I'm saying? Their sanity was a thing of like, our grandmother could insult our parents. Our grandmothers could insult our parents. Wakati karara, you go to bed, but the next morning when she wakes up, do A, B, C, D, you run. You get what I'm saying? Even if you slept crying yourself to sleep. You get what I'm saying? But we don't do that anymore. Now we understand the importance of mental health. We understand why it's very important for your sanity to be taken care of, because that's where great productivity comes in. Now imagine I'm being bullied, I'm being gossiped, I'm being mocked at work, I'm being accused of things that I didn't do. Imagine how that is going to mess up my sanity and my mental health. Imagine now having to go to work just for the sake of, you know, at the very end of the day, as long as I'm getting my pay. It doesn't work like that. Just for people that just need to change, to understand that gossip at the very end of the day, it's really something useless. I get it, but can you just turn that? You know, it's not that hard. On teaching I neku jamu to bamu but they move around and stuff like that. But if you really wanna do something, how Conrad said it, that if you want something, if you genuinely want something, then you can do it. Then go right ahead and just do that. You know, it's not okay to be accusing people. And at the very end of the day, one thing, they are not, you know, 11-year-old people. They are not, you know, like teenagers that are doing this. These are adults with kids, eh? But they are the ones that are bullying others at work. And it wasn't supposed to be like that. I think one thing that you guys really need to start asking yourselves is that when I'm doing this, accusing somebody, mocking somebody, creating rumors and bullying them, what if it was me? Arusha mangino ningiro no chima. Ask yourself if this, can you just put yourself in their shoes for a second and just think about it? Mutungeno ongaya kwa landichi ningiro angelmanika landu vitengi. If the answer is no, then why the heck are you doing it to other people? The bully must stop. The gossip must stop. The mocking must stop. The accusations, the rumors. Kesi kwa mwike uvajwa, kesi kwa mwike wa kundane kachi. Kundane gani ni mi wana wino kundane ka upote. If we work together as black people, because this thing is not only happening in Namibia, it's happening in the continent. Black people are crying on social media. I only have got 2 days until I resign. Imagine somebody having to go back home. It's not because they got a job somewhere else. It's because going to work doesn't feel like going to work anymore. Emotionally and mentally. And it wasn't supposed to be like that. Because if you just go to work for the money, and then you come back home, you are stressed. And imagining all those hours that you still have to go back tomorrow, it doesn't make sense. Kahminaro kusira pembe ten tunuga. Heke wakararele because of the stress. And these are just people that are bullying you at work. We can do better. We can do this. All these things that we are doing, all the pain that we're causing our fellow black people, they are really useless at the very end of the day. You have to keep that in mind. You know, being a bossy boss only makes you a very stupid boss, because at the very end of the day, you don't have to forget. You don't need to forget why you started that company. You know, you didn't start it to be a bossy person. We do understand we need the jobs and all of that to put bread on the table. But at the very end of the day, for us to not only be there for the money, but to make sure that the company is growing, is only if you are also a good boss. Can we please change that? To the managers, please. Being a manager does not mean all that. It does not mean kuchunoka atoliko ya kweni every now and then. It does not mean that you have to be a bossy. It doesn't mean all that. You are not the new boss of the company. You are just a manager because you are seen as a leader. So be that. Imaro kutangwa, don't you want to be the reason why we want to stay in that company? Because you are just such a good manager. Don't you want that? Ano kamoru wumbwano, kamoru kutangwano. Please, let's be good people. Let's work together. At the very end of the day, if we work together, we are going to grow together and be better people together. But it's exactly 59 minutes past 11 o'clock, and it's time for me to love and leave you guys. But from me, Benedicta Kemanya, it's until next time. Later today, same time, same place. Good night, everyone.
I'm gonna make you mine. na kweko bati nika tiki Esha shingengi no fuzile shalo topiliki Oyo kodi zimpe ipo kina yute
Thank you.